Hello, this is Coach Vernon Dozier. I hope you join me today on Pro Football Report. I want to remind you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. That's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The backstage pass is a...
Right there.
Okay, sorry. The backstage pass is a subscription to the world-famous...
Yeah, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
To the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You get 45,000-plus hours of the greatest radio in the history of God or man...
On this planet.
On this planet. Also, you can enjoy the home movies, the video casts, and the pre-show, where Phil goes through all kinds of changes creating the show. I'm Coach Vernon Dozier, and I go everywhere with my Phil Henry Show
official subscription,
and you should too. Get a subscription at philhenryshow.com for a month or for a year. It's the greatest value.
The greatest value online other than porn.
Okay. The greatest value online other than porn.
Jesus.
I guess you guys would know, huh? Dun, 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 dun. This is Pro Football Update with Coach Vernon Dozier and Ted Bell be the host. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, thanks a lot, Coach.
Is that, can I just call time out here for a minute?
Yeah.
What was that?
Phil didn't tell you. Phil doesn't have the rights. Mr. Henry doesn't have the, I'll do it, Jeff. Mr. Henry doesn't have the rights to a lot of the football music that he wants to use, you know, for Pro Football Talk. So Jeff Dowder, you know, we thought for fun, we'd have him do the music and we can drop it in later, but we just need the timing, you see?
We drop it in later?
Yes, we drop the music in later, but we have to know how much time we have for music. So Jeff is going to approximate the music. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, I got to,
all right. You want me to what?
Can you count it down for me?
Count it down?
Yeah, here, I'll do it. One, two, three, yeah.
It's Pro Football Report with Coach Vernon Dozier and your host, Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Pro Football Report is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, a steakhouse where you can get the Ted, get the Tedlet, you can get the Ted Mary, and of course for the kids, there's the Ted Booth and the Shirley Bell. Wait, hold on. What do you mean the Shirley Booth? Oh, I'm sorry. I mean the Ted Temple. The Ted, okay. And how long does the music go?
Well, I mean, it goes for a long time. You know, you're telling me this is what?
This is, Phil said he needs Jeff to do the, you know, to approximate the music. They got to drop it in later because they don't just,
Yeah, they don't have the rights fees to it. Mr. Henry's not paid the rights fees to it yet.
All right. Let's
do this all over again for crying out.
I'm sorry. I wasn't aware of this.
Well, all right.
One, two, three, go. Well, hold on for a minute. How long does this go on?
That's what I was asking.
I'm trying to... Mr. Henry said the intro's got to be 45 to 30 seconds, or probably 35 to 40 seconds is what he meant.
Yeah, it's probably what he said, too.
Yeah. Okay, and I'm trying to approximate it. Why can't we just... Can you get him on the phone for me, Dickman?
What? You're talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. I'd like you to get Henry.
Yeah, Mr. Henry? Yeah, Ted Bell and Vernon Dozier, they want to know about... Yeah. I know.
Can't wait to talk?
Okay, here's Mr. Henry.
Hey, Ted, what's going on?
What's going on is this, Phil. Dowder is approximating the music.
Yeah, I wanted to do that because we don't hit, that'll give us an idea of what to drop in post-production. This is all about post-production.
I try to tell him that, Mr. Henry. It's about a post-production, you know.
Hey, you mean post-production. Is that what you mean, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, post-production.
He just said post...
No.
Okay, let's forget about that. So if he could just let him do the music for about 40 seconds, then he intros and then throws it to you guys.
All right, I didn't know, and I apologize for that.
I thought, Bud, did you not tell them?
I did say that Deaf Dowder would be here.
Well, yes, he told me that part, but I didn't, you know, all right.
Just for today, you know, because we got to get the catalog wrapped up.
Get the catalog wrapped up.
Yeah, get the music wrapped up.
All right, Phil, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, now, do you believe me now, or do you want me to, God, man, yes, I believe you. I just needed to, you know, verify that's what we were doing here.
Okay, let me suggest this. Roll at it again. One, two, three. Here, I'll do the countdown.
Yeah, you do it, Dickman, because I'm not a professional.
I'll do the countdown. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two. Yeah. One, two.
Come on, man.
Wait, sorry. One, two, three, and the one, two, three.
Go, go, go. And now, wait a minute, man, wait. Okay. And welcome to Pro Football Report. I'm Ted Bell.
Jesus. Come on, burning daylight.
Yeah, and welcome to Pro Football Report. I'm Ted Bell. And with me is Coach Vernon Dozier, longtime great legend in high school coaching, football coaching, as well as a former professional quarterback and college and professional coach. And Coach Vernon Dozier is going to join us here. We're going to break down the playoffs here for the National Football League this past weekend. What an exciting, everybody's talking about it. Coach, what'd you think?
Well, I'll tell you, I thought it was a exciting.
I think we, don't we have to break here?
Yeah, first you got an intro, then we take a commercial break.
Okay, I'm sorry. Right, so we're going to talk to Coach Dozier right after this from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. That's all, folks. What the
frog
is this anyway, Dickman?
Come on, cut it out, will you, Jeff?
No, man, that's what Mr. Harris... God.
Hey, listen, I can get up and go home, sit, smoke a cigar with my pants off, and have a far better time.
All right, I'm sorry about that.
Just come on, Doubter.
All right, fine.
Me?
Yeah, you.
And this portion of Pro Football Report here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. I got to tell you something, you've never had it so good. Come on down to Ted's for a thick steak, a Ted and a Tedlet this weekend.
Here at Ted's,
in Beverly Hills.
Where you want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, Coach Vernon Dozier joining us here, and welcome everybody here to Ted's of Beverly Hills Pro Football Report here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. I got Coach Dozier here, and he's going to be lining it up for us, teeing it up. So we can kind of, you know, kind of swing our leg right into this one, Coach, just like they kick it off in the football world. We had an exciting weekend, a thrilling weekend of football here in the National Football League.
What
did you think?
Well, what I thought was it was phenomenal. We saw some great performances. We saw a great, great young quarterback there in Matthew Stafford. Certainly Josh Allen, although he lost. And it's my philosophy, and perhaps I shouldn't lean on this too hard. If you lose the football game, I'm very happy to talk about how, you know, good you could have been. For instance, in the Los Angeles Ram football game there against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady lost the game, and he was picked off. The Rams had four turnovers. And
now, which game are we talking about?
Yeah, Mr. Henry wants you to...
Wait a minute. Don't interrupt me, okay?
All right, sorry.
All right, 3-2-1, yeah.
I forgot where I was.
You're talking about how Tom Brady...
Yeah, Tom Brady... There's no doubt he's a legend. Seven Super Bowl victories with this guy at the helm. There's not a hell of a lot more you can say about it. But in the game yesterday, the Rams showed that under pressure, Tom Brady cannot perform as well as he might. And the offensive line of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was hard-pressed to protect him. And so he wound up not so much turning the ball over, although he did do that, as just missed throws, off target, just a lot of bad footballs thrown by Tom Brady. And yet, because of the Ram turnovers, Tampa Bay was back in the game.
Well, that's the thing I want to ask you about. You know, Los Angeles Rams being in the hometown of Ted's of Beverly Hills, we got a little bit of kind of a interest. You know, we got a rooting interest, okay, for the LA Rams, because I know a lot of them. We hope, and I think we've seen a couple of them come into the restaurant after a home game to get a Ted. And
yeah, you talk about them drinking.
Would you mind Dickman?
Hey, Dickman.
Sorry.
Oh, really? After the game? Well, I wouldn't mind my players having a cocktail or two after the game. It's
yeah, that's all. But talking about the Los Angeles Rams, they're out in the West, out in Inglewood right now in the old Hollywood Park area, so they're closer to Ted's of Beverly Hills where they can come in and have a cocktail. But really, you're talking about a football team that almost beat itself yesterday, didn't they?
That's exactly true. I mean, with four turnovers, Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, I thought of the kid Cooper Kupp. Was his mother's name D?
You know, I think that joke's probably been hammered right into the ground. No, I was just wondering, D? Or was his grandmother B?
Yeah, B cup and D cup, I'm sure. I'm sure, Mr. Bell.
That's just it. All right, so I bet you anything. I'll bet you hard money.
Hard what?
Hard, I'll bet you.
All right, sorry, I'm making a bad joke.
Yeah, I'll bet you, but I was going to say, I'll bet you money those jokes have been done. Cooper Kupp coughed the ball. He had that big catch there at the end of the game.
That's absolutely right. When Matthew Stafford hit him there for that big gainer or whatever, 40 yards or something.
Yeah, that was the backbreaker. And as it turned out, Matthew Stafford got the team set for a spike. It was just a few seconds remaining, 4 seconds. So the Rams took their sweet time getting up to the line of scrimmage. If I'm the coach of that team, I rip them a brand new one after the game. I tell them, you almost stuck a knife right in my back and twisted it by dragging your butts up the field.
Yeah, but they won the game.
Yeah, they won the game. Sure, they won the game. Good for them. But they almost sunk a knife right into the back of Sean McVay and then turned it a little bit and stepped back and went, ha, 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 ha. Now, that kind of thing.
Well, but they were downfield.
All right, but I'm just saying, I say to my team, you get your butts upfield, get that ball spiked so we can get that place kicker in and we get that field. As it turned out, yes, they did. No thanks to a lot of those players. Matthew Stafford was screaming at them, yelling at them, begging them, pleading with them. At one point, I thought I saw tears in his eyes.
You really thought it was that bad, huh?
Yes, I did. And I still do. I thought I saw Stafford going, please, please, you know.
We're talking to Coach Vernon Dozier here on the weekend's football, the Rams beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30-27. As it turns out, Matt Gay, the kicker for the Los Angeles Rams, could have had that 3-point lead as they were going into the end of the game, but he missed a kick in the first half, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. I don't know if that was first half or I think it was, yeah, closing out the first half, or maybe it was the second half. But nonetheless, it was a kick that was short. It would have given the Rams those 3 points that they very desperately needed. But you never know. If that would have happened, something else in the game might have changed.
This is Ted Bell here with Coach Vernon Dozier, and we are doing Pro Football Report. This weekend's big games, the National Football League, as we promised. We'll be right back after this word from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Pro Football Report with me, Jeff. Pro Football, Pro Football Report with Vernon Dozier and Ted Bell. Wait a minute, Ted?
Yeah, but it's just fill-in. He's just filling in the music.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Pro Football Report with... Pro Football Report with Ted Dozier and Vernon Bell. Ted Bell and Vernon Dozier. Brought to you by Vernon's of... come on, kid, will you? Brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California, is bringing you Pro Football Report. Hey folks, Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Until you wrap your lips around a Ted Bell steak, you don't know what it's like. You don't know what heaven is. Come on in for a Ted's of Beverly Hills steak, a Ted at Tedlet. Get the kids a Shirley Ted. In Beverly Hills. You wanna put our meat in your mouth. And don't forget, coming up this weekend at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Wait a minute, will you?
Wait, hold on, Jeff.
Oh. Coming up this weekend at Ted's of Beverly Hills, more pro football action as the NFC-AFC Championship games take place. Come on into our prime rib room, our sports bar. Get the miniature chickens. The miniature chickens are back. They're small, they're tiny, they're itsy-bitsy. But, friend, they'll make you smile from ear to ear, from here to rear, from rear to there. Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California. Get it together and come into Ted's. And now back to Pro Football Report with Ted Bell and Vernon Dozier. With the highlights and the lowlights of the weekend's pro football action on Ted on the Phil Henry Show.
How long does this go on?
It's got to go on for the...
They're dropping the music in.
They got to drop the music in later for post-production.
Go ahead.
Now I got to start all over again.
No, you don't. Just pick it up, man.
What's the point of doing that?
It's got to make it sound like the music when they drop it in.
Ling, 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 ling. Me? Okay, and welcome back here to Pro Football Report. This is Ted Bell along with Coach Vernon Dozier. Ted, let's take a look now at that Green Bay game. The Green Bay versus the San Francisco 49ers game. Everybody is ripping Aaron Rodgers a new one. Do you feel it's deserved?
Well, I got to tell you, Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback with enormous potential that he shows during the season. But when the playoffs come around, Rodgers just folds up his tent, crawls into his little, you know, into his little private space, and doesn't really play team ball. I don't see him making that extra effort. I don't see him going in there. I want to see a quarterback throw himself into the game. And yes, if possible, I don't want to see it happen, but if it has to happen, yes, I want to see him get injured. I want to see him carried out of there on a stretcher.
Well, now, Coach, how realistic is that, especially since if you win that game, if Green Bay pulls out that game against San Francisco, they got another game.
Yeah, they do have another game. It looks like they're going to have to throw a kid in there. They'll have to throw in some inexperienced quarterback. But each game is its own Super Bowl. And this is something I try to tell my team. Each game you play is its own Super Bowl because there ain't nothing else. After that game, there is defeat. There is depression. There is dragging yourself through a week where, I got to tell you, whether you're high school, college, or pro, man, you don't feel like getting out of bed.
Well, let's not get too dramatic.
No, I'm not being dramatic. When you lose at football, especially if you're highly competitive like I am, it is hard to get out of bed on Monday morning. It's hard to get up, drag yourself into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee. It's generally a very bad cup of coffee because you're not paying attention to what you're doing. Your wife says good morning, and you're saying things like, yeah, okay, sure.
And oh, so you're rude to your wife?
I'm not rude, but what I'm trying to say here is the competitive nature.
Oh, I get it.
Of football players and, of course, of coaches. So Aaron Rodgers doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that does that. Doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that – he doesn't strike me as a Tom Brady type. He's not Tom Brady. He never will be Tom Brady. Tom Brady won 7 Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers only won 1. Tom Brady won 2. I mean, not Tom 2. Tom.
Doing shorthand.
Sorry. Aaron Rodgers has won 1 Super Bowl in his marvelous, most valuable player studded career. So he gets all the MVP awards. Everyone kind of kisses his you-know-what in the offseason. He does the rubber chicken circuit. Everybody's just loving him. No end. But at the end of the day, and I'm looking at the playoffs, looking at the highlights right now, he got sacked. They swarmed him. He can't make a decision. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how to look. He can't step up in the pocket. He can't find a receiver. They didn't have any plays downfield that worked. It was a pathetic performance by the Green Bay Packers, and I put it all of it on Aaron Burr. Not Aaron Burr.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. It was sad. It sucked. Jimmy Garoppolo looked like a world beater out there. Rodgers, man, he might as well go home to his mama. Because that's the big one right there.
Well, I mean.
No. Now, let me just tell you something, okay?
Now, watch the blood pressure.
Don't tell me. I don't like it. When some guy comes on the football field, pardon me.
You look like you're a little tense.
Wait a minute. When some guy comes on the football field and he goes out there not to play football, but it's almost as if he's out there playing catch because he's waiting for mama to come and pick him up from school and take him home so he can have a sucker, have himself a donut, a little cream pie, a creamsicle, sit down and watch cartoons. That's Aaron Rodgers right there.
Aren't you not being a little harsh?
No, I'm not. And I have no use for any guy that comes onto my practice field or my football field and plays like he needs to go home and tug on the apron of his mommy. That's all I'm trying to say. What are you looking at?
Nothing. All right, Coach, we'll be back with your view of some of these other games, these AFC games, big ones. We had Cincinnati and the other team. What was it called?
Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Cincinnati and Tennessee. I'm sorry, I got a little frightened. Cincinnati and Tennessee, and we also have coming up, of course, Buffalo, Kansas City. Next, coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Pro Football Report.
Oh, not this jingle again.
Commercial. It's my commercial. Take it. You're gonna have to edit that out.
Yes, sir. Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, Ted's of Beverly Hills is the place to be for all of the NFC, AFC action this coming weekend. Yeah, the big AFC championship game, the NFC championship game between the LA Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, Kansas City Chiefs, and then the, I forget the other team, Cincinnati.
You wanna put our meat in your mouth.
We'll do it again.
Welcome back here to Pro Football Report. And you remember, at Ted's in Beverly Hills, we want to slip it the most tender, delicious steaks you've ever had. We want to slip them almost as if you don't see it coming into your mouth and keep it there until you've enjoyed every single morsel at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Oh, come on, will you? No, wait. Wait a minute, man. Thank you, and welcome back to Pro Football Report with me, Ted Bell, Coach Vernon Dozier. We broke down the NFC games, Green Bay, Los Angeles, there playing the, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And now let's take a look at that Cincinnati-Tennessee game. How'd that look, Coach?
Well, I never believed in Tennessee. I never, ever believed in Tennessee. Tennessee looked to me to be a team that was pretending to the throne. Cincinnati came into that ball game with all kinds of fire, all kinds of desire, and Cincinnati always looked like a team that, I mean, Tennessee always looked like a team who found itself there in the playoffs not knowing how or why. I think they were standing around in the locker room just before the game, and he said, how'd we get here? Are you kidding? We got a playoff game? Like, somebody called up the players and said, you got a playoff game this weekend. I know as a coach, I want these guys to get ready. And the thing that disturbed me the most about the Bengals. Yeah, about the Tennessee Bengals, the Tennessee Titans. The thing that disturbed me most about them was that they looked surprised to be there. And I'll bet you anything, during the week of practice, they were walking onto that practice field stunned, like they thought they had the week off. They thought they could take off, go back to their respective homes in whatever state, and begin fishing or doing whatever they go, skiing or water polo or whatever the hell these guys do. But instead, you had a lot of guys staggering around out there, and I would have said to them, each one of them, okay, good for you, you're surprised, but this is the playoffs now. Okay?
Now,
hold on. This is the playoffs now. You may be surprised to be here. It may be a shock, but now you got to play some football. You got to play some football. Now, I want to see all of you get out there, and I want to see you leave all of it on that field. If I see any bit of it not left on that field, if any bit of it comes off the field with you and you don't leave it out there, I'm going to frisk you, almost as if, you know, figuratively, I'm going to frisk you and figuratively send you back out there and have you dump whatever's left back out on that field. Because I have said, and I will repeat it, I don't want guys out there who would rather be at home, sucking a thumb, and waiting for their mommy to make them a bologna sandwich.
All right, Coach. Coach Vernon, thank you very much. That's the breakdown. So Cincinnati didn't figure in this at all. You just think that
I think Cincinnati played a great football game. There's no question about it. But Cincinnati was simply taking advantage of the fact that Tennessee was sleepwalking out there and didn't know what the Tennessee should have blown Cincinnati right out of the water. They should have left Cincinnati where they found them. It should have been a crime scene. The Cincinnati Bengals should be today listed in the obituary column of your local paper. But no. No, that didn't happen because Tennessee decided, we think we'll just prance right out there and we'll wait for our mama to pick us up after school. Jesus.
All right, you better. Dun, 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 dun. We'll be right back with more of the Pro Football Report with Coach Vernon Dozier and
Ted Bell, man.
And Ted Bell, right after these messages. Yeah.
Hi, this is Coach Vernon Dozier. There are better schools probably than Belmar Academy, but you will not get a consistently cohesive and thorough education for your child like you will at Belmar Academy. I say better schools. Maybe they have better facilities. Perhaps the teachers get paid better than they pay us at Belmar Academy. I'll be very honest with you. I love Belmar Academy. I love teaching there and I love coaching there. Do I get the best money? No, I do not. Do I have to off-season work at a sandwich shop? Yes, I do. Do I need the money? Yes, I do. But I'll tell you this much. I would rather coach and teach at Belmar Academy than some of these other institutions of so-called high school institutions of higher learning that we have in the area, in the Southern California area. I love Belmar Academy. I hope I coach there for the rest of my life, and I hope I teach there for the rest of my life. And it doesn't matter to me. Now, it may matter to some of the other teachers, and that's something you take up with them. But it doesn't matter to me that they pay nothing, that they pay – I'm going to use a word here. Can I? That they pay nothing, that the pay at Belmar Academy is criminal considering what we bring to the table. But that's a discussion for you and the administration. I'm telling you, I love that school. Your child will love that school. The school will love you. The only thing missing in between are the teachers. We're taking it way, way up there, and we're having to smile. Someone's just going, woo! And we have to go, thank you.
Belmar Academy, a great education for your young man or young woman. Belmar Academy, Glendale, California. Hey, and now back to the Pro Football Report with Ted Bell and Vernon Dozier here on the Phil Henry Show. Is that I faded the music out? Okay, yeah. Welcome back, folks, to Ted Bell's and Vernon Dozier's Pro Football Report. I'm Ted Bell for Ted's of Beverly Hills, your host. We have Coach Vernon Dozier, one of the top coaches in high school football in Southern California. As I said, a former pro coach. You know, I got to tell you something, or ask you a question here, Coach. As a pro quarterback, how did you prepare for the playoffs when you got into the playoffs there in the Canadian League?
Well, the Canadian League, we had three teams in each division that would make the playoffs. I was very fortunate to play for Saskatchewan, and I played briefly with Hamilton, and we were in the playoffs of the 7 years I played in Canada. We were in the playoffs about four of those years. You prepare, as I said to you, like this is the Super Bowl. The first playoff game is the Super Bowl. You stand out in the conditions. You try to weather yourself. It was very cold in Canada, so I would go outside with no clothes on for about...
No, you're kidding.
No, no, but I'm just hear me out. I would go outside with no clothes on for about 15 seconds, but I'd stand there and just say... Ah! You know, and then I'd go back inside because frostbite is a very real thing.
So you would go out naked. Why?
Because I want to show the elements. I'm talking to the weather and basically telling the weather, no way, no way are you going to hold me back.
And so that's, you're going outside with no clothes on?
Yeah, we don't have to keep talking about that because I've got a lot of players listening, but yes. The next thing that I did is I made myself ready by throwing 300 passes before I went to bed before a game. 300 passes through just an old tire hanging on a tree in the backyard of my house.
Wouldn't that wear your arm out?
Not at all. No, no. Not any real quarterback. That wouldn't wear your arm out. Because if you're a quarterback, you better get ready to throw the football. I don't care if you throw it 300, 400, 600 times. If you have to throw that ball downfield, your arm better be ready. And it better be on target. So I'm throwing it. I'm throwing it through that tire. And then the next thing I do is I walk to the stadium. Now, we live 15 miles from the Saskatchewan Stadium. We lived about 6 miles from where we played in Hamilton. But I always walked. And a lot of fans would pull over and say, Coach, do you want to ride? No, I do not want to ride. I'd tell them to get lost.
Well, why would you be rude to them?
Because I want my mindset to be all or nothing at all. So they'd pull over. Hey, Coach, how about a ride? No, get lost. Bug off. And I would walk. Sometimes I'd walk carrying a pack full of rocks.
God, you really, it's almost as if it's like that movie The Mission, you know, with Robert De Niro when he had a...
That's right. When he carried his armor up the side of that mountain. Yeah, that's exactly my mindset. By the time I got to the stadium, I was sweating. I'd throw that backpack of rocks down. I'd walk into the locker room and I'd say, now which one of you pussies are ready to play football?
Okay, we got one more game to break down. We didn't break down Buffalo and Kansas City.
Well, that was just a great game by both quarterbacks. Good young quarterback in Josh Allen. Great young quarterback, obviously, in Patrick Mahomes, who has a Super Bowl victory under his belt. I look for Kansas City, with all of their experience, to come back. And whoever it is from the NFC, whether it's the Rams or whether it's the 49ers, I think Kansas City would take them apart. I mean, I think they will take them apart. Boy, oh boy.
You think it's going to be like a real...
I think they're going to bury whoever they play from the NFC. I think it's going to be something you're going to want to hide your eyes from. I think it's something that you're going to have to, you know, you may feel yourself gagging up a little bit. What you see on the field in the Super Bowl this year between Kansas City out and the NFC team, you will, I swear to God, you'll almost dry heave a little bit.
Oh, okay, well, you're saying then that Cincinnati has no shot.
No, Cincinnati's got no prayer. Cincinnati has no prayer at all. Good team, great young men. But they have no prayer at all. And if there was any kind of if there was any realism there on the Cincinnati sideline, they'd field a team, they'd go out, they'd play football. But I would have all the gear packed, and I would have sandwiches ready for the plane because, you know.
Well, they got to fly to the AFC title game.
They're not going to be flying. They should have sandwiches packed, thermoses of milk or whatever they need when they fly home and have their wives pick them up at the airport.
They're not going to win.
That's what I'm saying. Wow. Boy, are you fast.
All right. So Cincinnati.
I'm telling you, Cincinnati, as well-meaning a team as they are going to be, will go into the AFC game. They'll lose. They'll get in their airplane. They'll fly home. They'll call ahead and have their wives pick them up because by that point, they're going to want to have someone substituting for what would otherwise be their
mama
picking them up. Okay.
Boy, you are hardcore.
What do you mean hardcore? This is the facts of life. Facts of life.
So getting back to the gag up in a Super Bowl game, you're saying when people watch the Super Bowl at Kansas City against whatever the NFC team is, kind of like just going,
That's right. That's exactly, no, good.
Dickman, come on.
No, I'm glad he did that. That's right. You'll be going, you'll watch the game, you'll go, You'll want to turn it off. You'll want to look at anything else, figure skating, anything. You'll want to, you know, figure eight, demolition derby, anything. But what will be transpiring there before your eyes on the football field. So I think the coaches there of the L.A. Rams or the San Francisco 49ers, the Rams is coached by McVay and 49ers Shanahan, I think both of them need to get ready because at halftime, even before halftime, before the game, they need to say to all of their players, look, are you men or are you just pussies?
You get really up.
Yes, I do.
God.
You get wound up, man. I do because I care. And I know that Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, they care too. And at halftime, if they are being taken apart like warm bread, which I think will be happening, by halftime, they're going to have to stand there and go, well, thanks a lot for showing up, girls. I guess it's time to go home now to your
mama.
Okay, so you can all pack up. I would challenge the players. I'd say, go ahead, pack up, leave. I'll forfeit the game.
Are you kidding me? These are professional football players. They would never want to do that.
Oh, they say they wouldn't want to do it. But you got a challenge. You got to say, look, either you guys go out there and play football, or let me just go to the commissioner and say we are forfeiting for the first time in the history of the Super Bowl. We are forfeiting the game. Now, you either go out there and play football or go home, grab yourself a pacifier out of the basket at the front door, have your mom go over and turn on the baby channel, okay? You're going to want to sit down and watch the baby channel with your
mama. Okay, coach.
What are you laughing at?
All right, take it away. This has been the Pro Football Report with Coach Vernon Dozier and Ted Bell. On the
Phil Henry Show.
On the Phil Henry Show website. Pro Football Report. Will you knock it off?
Come on, Jeff.
Sorry. Pro Football Report is a presentation of the world-famous Phil Henry Show executive producer Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
Okay. All you folks can go home now to your
mama.